1812 by David Nevin. This book is read by Ralph Cosham. The following material appears on the book's back cover. In 1983, David Nevin published a masterpiece of American historical fiction, Dream West, an epic of the opening of the West that was a major New York Times bestseller and was turned into a TV miniseries starring Richard Chamberlain. A respected popular historian, David Nevin has written numerous non-fiction books for various Time Life series on American history. He lives in Greenwich, Connecticut. 1. When Love Commands, the 1790s. Chapter 1. On the Great Bend of the Cumberland, Tennessee Territory, January 1791.
"You're sweet on young Jackson, ain't you?" Ma said.
"Oh, Ma," Rachel said, "he's nice, that's all."
Of course she was sweet on him. Andrew Jackson was tall, rail skinny, but strong in that Scotch-Irish border way, long-limbed and fierce. He had red hair that blazed like his temper, eyes that snapped and sparked and went from sky blue to purple when he was angry. A laugh you could hear a half-mile off, and away about him like a pistol on cock. He was vivid, that's what he was. Made you feel good just to be with him. Made life itself seem exciting and full of mysterious meaning. He lived with little Johnny Overton and the other young lawyers in the guest cabin Pa had built next to the blockhouse. After Pa was shot down in the woods, they needed boarders, what with roving war parties, Creeks and Cherokees, still common. But it was white men killed Pa, she was sure of that. John Donaldson was too old a hand in Indian ways to let savages